Tulsa time is now exactly 12 o'clock midday. Trollifer, deliver the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning four quads.
Why do?
Good morning. Here's the 12 o'clock news. Dateline, Saturday, August the 15th. In London, eight men are still being held for questioning concerning a large number of explosives found in a house on Thursday night. Scotland Yard Special Branch believe that two of them are senior members of the IRA. In the United States, army plans to dump nerve gas in the Atlantic have been postponed for at least 24 hours. This is due to forecasts of a tropical storm in the area. At the United Nations, Jordan has accused Israel of violating the ceasefire. Israel has lodged a second complaint about movements of Egyptian missile launches. In Colombia, three appeal judges have still not decided whether to call for Bobby Moore's rearrest in the bracelet affair. They'll meet again on Monday. In Britain, the University of Manchester has been granted up to £75,000 by the Ford Foundation for research into male contraception. Grants have also been made to Cambridge University and the United Birmingham Hospitals for research into other sorts of birth control. Also in Britain today, the Concorde supersonic airliner is due to go out on more speed trials. During high-altitude tests yesterday, the huge plane reached speeds of up to 900 miles per hour. And sports news. British golfer Tony Jacklin has failed to qualify for the third round of the TGA Championship. He had a second-round total of 79. At the start of the new football season, Manchester City have announced plans to build concrete pens to keep rival fans apart next year. And finally in the news, in Tokyo, capital of Japan, the government has been carrying out some unusual traffic experiments involving the complete banning of vehicles in the city centre on a Sunday, thus enabling pedestrians to stroll freely in the streets. They have been so successful with this that they have decided to do the same thing during the week, in the lunch hour, to encourage people to get some exercise in between working hours. That's all the news at midday. This has been David Gregory reporting.